Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our show, listening in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great hour coming up for you guys, so hopefully you can stick around for us. We're going to have recording artist AMX making his first appearance here at the top of the hour. We're going to talk to him not only about his musical journey, but also he's going to be introducing a brand new single here on our program, We Can Do Whatever. At 25 minutes past the hour, we're heading up to Massachusetts, where our resident chef, Bruce Treader, he'll be giving us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. And then we're rounding things off at 30 minutes past the hour when Leah Walker will be with us to talk to us about how she's really helping to shape the body to be able to influence the mind and spirit. We're going to talk to her about a great and innovative way that she's doing that and how all of you can get involved. Again, a great hour coming up. Glad you all could join us for the program. As I said, AMX is making his first appearance here on our show. AMX, welcome to Conversations Live, man.
Thank you for having me.
Well, glad to have you on with us, man, and really congratulations to you. You know, I think it is, you know, for the recording artists that I've spoken with on this program, I think any of them, you know, that are really passionate about what they do would love to be at the point in their career that you are right now. I mean, you are being respected right now, not only for your lyrical abilities, but also the credibility that you're gaining by the artists that you're working with. Let's start off by talking about what that's been like for you. As you have been, of course, you know, seeing the press you've been getting, and then, of course, the love you've been getting while you're out performing. What has it been like for you to be sharing what you love so much?
I mean, it's been wonderful, you know, to be able to do something that you love, do something that you have a passion for, and be able to express all your feelings and emotions to the world. You know, it's a wonderful thing.
And so when you look at the hard work and I think the dedication and perseverance, AMX, that goes into, you know, being successful, I think, at anything, do you think that the success you're experiencing right now is a result of your putting in the work and not being afraid to do what's necessary to get what you want out of this career?
Yeah, I mean, being really honest with you, I put in a lot of work every day. Everybody who knows me knows that, like, I'm a studio rat 100% of the time, you know. I might have my hobbies, like playing basketball or going to the movies, but for the most part, I'm working every single day, and I don't like to lose time on it, you know. So,
right. Yeah.
But so, as I said before, it's a beautiful thing. So.
Right. So, AMX, take us into the stage because, you know, for those of us who are not artists, you know, we have no idea what it's like to be able to go up on stage and to perform a song that you have put so much into and to have people be able to recite it back to you and give you that energy coming back, or to hear your song on the radio even, and then, of course, to be able to hear people playing it. What is that feeling like? Can you explain that for us, what that feels like when you're up on that stage and when you're, you know, hearing someone that's enjoying your music? What is that experience like for you?
I mean, I guess the best way of presenting it would just be, it's like a painting, you know. And you start with your sketches, and then after you outline it or however you proceed about painting that picture, once it's all done, it's just an exciting feeling that you get, and it's an emotional feeling that you get, and you're happy about it, you're pleased to share it with other people, and like I said, it's a beautiful thing. So, but to sum it all up, it's like a painting, man. It's like a sculpture, just being able to create the craft. And every time that you work on something new, whether it be a new sculpture or a new painting, you just always paint new pictures and always trying to get better and always trying to be able to relate to the people.
Exactly, exactly. So for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist AMX. He's making his first appearance here on our program to talk to us about this journey, this wild ride that he's been on, as well as being able to pursue what he is, as he says, passionate about. But also, I think, you know, everything great, AMX, has a beginning. When would you say that you knew for sure that music was the thing for you, that this was going to be your vehicle to be able to introduce you to the world? When would you say you knew that?
Man, I probably knew that at a really young age, probably about 5 or 6. That's when I started playing the piano. I was classically trained on the piano, and that was well before I even thought about doing R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And everything just kind of took its course, you know, waking up every morning playing the piano and learning my music and learning my music theory and Beethoven, whatever I was playing. You know, it was something that geared me and gave me the foundation, but at an early age, definitely at an early age.
Yeah. And so, you know, we know a lot of people, AMS. I know you do. You know a lot of people who start off doing something, and they might even be good at it, but something happens along the way. They don't get that hit the way that they want or when they want. And they, you know, they slack off. They get discouraged. They get upset. And they go on to something else. What do you think has kept you with it? You mentioned, of course, you know, starting off early. I mean, a lot of people, as you know, they do kind of get, you know, get sidelined. What is it that you keep as kept? What do you think has kept you true to the music along the way?
I mean, outside of having a passion for it and wholeheartedly doing it, I mean, I would have to say that I have a hunger for it. You know, it's something that I have a belief in. You know, I believe in my music, and I believe in music in its entirety. You know, it's something that I don't have to search for. You know, it's something that just kind of comes to me. And when you're talking about something that just comes to you, then you're not really talking about just emotion. You're talking about a spiritual awareness. So I feel like it's a spiritual awareness as well, just something that you can't really understand, but you know that you can feel it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you talk about, you know, and you mentioned at first that you love the studio, you love the creative process. You know, what is it that inspires you? What is it that keeps you in the studio? What is it that keeps you writing?
And the things that keep me writing, keep me inspired, is life experiences. You know, day-to-day, on a day-to-day basis, you know, having radio interviews, you know, or going to the movies or playing basketball or whatever's going on in my dating life. You know, it's just something that is natural that I'm able to bring back and write my book to, you know, and just put music to it.
Right, right. And we're going to be listening to some of that music here in a moment. Again, we're speaking to recording artist AMX. He's joining us for the first time here to, you know, to talk to us about this musical journey and what he's been able to do lyrically. And you've, as I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, you've had, you know, artists that are well-respected basically co-sign you and being able to perform with them. You know, you as a lover of music yourself, when you think of these people who are really looked at as icons in many ways, you know, them being able to be a part of this masterpiece, as you were putting it, that you're creating, you know, do you feel as though that is another form of validation that you are on the right path?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, as an artist, as a producer, writer, whatever vein that I'm in at that moment, I don't really look at it as it being something that I'm certified by. I look at it as these are great musicians and great artists. And I'm fortunate to work with them, and I'm just blessed to be in a position to be able to work with people who do the same thing and the same line of work that I do, and be able to share their creative expression as well. So,
right. Yeah. Well, the single that our listeners are going to be enjoying here is "We Can Do Whatever." Take us into this song, AMX. How did it come about?
"We Can Do Whatever" has multiple meanings. "We Could Do Whatever" basically is about what it says. We could do whatever. It's about being with your partner.
Yeah.
Being with your partner and saying, hey, look, we could do whatever. What you want, I got you, you know. And on the other end, it's about motivation. It's about encouragement, inspiring. You know, sometimes we might be at a point in our lives when we might be down, you know, we might be going through problems. But with that, it's like, look, you could do whatever. We could do whatever just as long as you put your mind to it. So when I write records, I write records in a sense of having multiple meanings. So that way you can just look at it one way. So that way, you know, the audience can be able to relate to it in a lot of different ways. And I felt that We Could Do Whatever was a record like that.
Gotcha. Well, since we have you here with us, AMX, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce a single for us?
Boy, AMX, and I'm rocking with your man, Cyrus, introducing We Can Do Whatever.
If you want it, you can have it. TV ain't gon' have no static. Gotta kick me like a habit. Temptation won't make you grab me. Connection will be everlasting. And a frequency through your ear that's gon' bust your brain. I'm something that's from out of here. Yeah, yeah, I said from out of here. I'm from a different galaxy. Yeah, yeah, a different stratosphere. My money's kinda heavy and my pocket's kinda swollen. My black card is unlimited, so keep the party rolling. Chilling up with the thoughts, so you see the world in a different view. I promise you can have whatever you want, girl. I'm something that's from out of here, yeah, yeah. I said from out of here, I'm from a different galaxy, yeah, yeah. A different stratosphere. My money's kinda heavy and my pocket's kinda swollen. My black card is unlimited, so keep the party rolling.
Here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. We actually have the man, AMX, joining us live here for the first time on our program. He's been talking to us really about a lot. We talked about what this journey has been like for him. We started off the conversation there, what it's been like for him to be able to do what he loves. He took us back to really the age of 5 when music was really a part of his life and how that kind of began. And then we talked about what it was like for him to be able to share the music that he creates, and he compared it to creating a masterpiece. I think that's going to be one of the memorable moments of this conversation, AMX, because I think that's a great way for anybody who's in the creative community community to think about what they're doing, to think about it as creating that perfect painting. And then, of course, we just listened to the single We Can Do Whatever. Tell our listeners about the new project, AMX, and how they can stay in contact with you and also how they can support you by getting the music.
Yeah, most definitely. You guys can catch me at whoismx.com. That's where you guys can find my YouTube, my Facebook. And if you want to hit me on my Twitter, it's whois_AMX. We got all the new songs, all the latest mixtape that I just came out with. It's called Broken Halo. And my new record, We Could Do Whatever. You guys can pick that up on iTunes. Got the tab. Pick that up on iTunes. And I want to thank you once again for all the support. And thank you for having me, Cyrus Webb. It's definitely been fun and an enjoyable experience.
Well, man, you know, what I think about, what I always try to do when I'm prepping for a show like this is really to think about, man, how that the life that you're living is the fulfillment of so many of our listeners' dreams. And I think, you know, for a lot of us, you know, we get, you know, to a point, which is why I asked you that question about, you know, how so many people, you know this happens, you know, they may start off with you, but they don't finish with you, or somewhere along the line, you know, they lose oxygen, as the saying goes. You know, they can't continue to make the climb. But for people like you that are continuing to excel and have reached plateaus and are still reaching, I think that gives hope for a lot of people out there that wonder if it's still worth it. And I think with your life and with what you're doing, AMX, you're showing that it is. I mean, it is worth it as long as you're willing to do what you're doing, which is to put in the hard work, to put in the persistence, and to stay true to it along the way. So what do you tell artists? Because I know they ask you this, and this will be my last question to you. What do you normally tell artists that ask you, you know, what should I do, or, you know, what advice do you have for me? What do you tell them about the importance of holding on to that dream?
I think that is really important, and I know I've said this once today, but I really think that it's so important to just have a passion for it. You know, if you have a passion for something and you really love something, then stick with it. And that doesn't necessarily have to go with music. It's anything that you love. If you love something and you really believe in it and you believe in what you're trying to do, then go for it if it's for the good of the man and woman.
Right. Exactly. Well, definitely, man, we appreciate it again. Again, whoisamx.com is where they can go for more information on you, your Facebook and YouTube, as well as on Twitter. They can find you at whois_AMX. We actually tagged you on our page as well, so they'll be able to find you on our page too, AMX. So, man, again, congratulations to you, and we look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you once again.
All right, no problem. Again, AMX, everyone, now, if you came in late and missed any part of the conversation, don't worry. As I said, we posted the link both on Facebook and Twitter. You can find the podcast there. All you have to do is click on the link. You can listen to it completely for free. You can also find it on iTunes after we go off the air as well. We're going to take a break here on the radio side. Remember, at 25 minutes past the hour, we have our resident chef, Bruce Treader, coming up with our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. And then at 30 minutes past the hour, Leah Walker will be joining us live to talk to us about what she's doing to help people to be able to revitalize their bodies, mind, and spirit. It's going to be a great conversation, so you definitely don't want to miss it. You're listening to us here at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Stay with us.